Oh, hey there, everyone. Future Bob here. This episode has some audio issues that go way beyond my ability to edit out, but just bear with me. Uncle Brandon is an amazing guest, and it's such an amazing episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Just bear with the audio issues. See ya.
Yes, hello. This is Danhausen here, Very Nice for Evil, and you are listening to Bob After Dark. Subscribe or be cursed.
From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Children of the night, and welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says hello, everything that goes bump in the night. I'm your host with the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, is my ever wonderful, ever vampiric, ever too warm for the cape.
Too hot.
But the heartthrob of Bob After Dark, my friend, my brother, my producer, Count Panic himself. Oh, hey there, Count Panic.
Oh, hey, Bob. And here's the thing. You could only have, you can't have it all. You can't have Wi-Fi, air conditioning, and a Zoom call working together. You gotta take out one. We decided to take out the air conditioning here tonight.
Yes, so we have no air conditioning, so I wore a hoodie tonight to the show. And I regret this decision full-heartedly.
Are you wearing anything underneath?
No.
Well, it's after 9 o'clock. You could...
yeah, sure, shirt off.
Whatever. Bob, topless Bob after 9 o'clock.
All right. And so normally we would have some pleasantries to go over, Count. I will say real quick, did you see Backrooms?
I did not see Backrooms.
I saw Backrooms this over the weekend, and it was absolutely fantastic. We've talked about it on the show before.
Because we had a whole episode.
Several couple episodes on that, so you can go back through the Bob After Dark library and go listen. If you need some extra Backrooms lore in your life, we did cover it sometimes on Bob After Dark, but I do recommend it.
They created a whole movie on the concept of the Backrooms.
They did, yep.
That's pretty cool.
Good.
Yeah. And Vixis chiming in. Vixen says, oh, there it is. She was watching YouTube. Chuck says, that is a thing, Count. I think it is a thing, Chuck. You have to have either, you can't have it all. You can't have air conditioning.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Wi-Fi. You can't have Zoom. You got to take out one. We're taking out the air conditioning here at WGL.
But you know what? We have a very special guest this evening.
We do.
And we're going to get to that because we're running a little late here.
And I apologize. I'm going to pull up the phone lines now and get those activated. So. Give me a moment, Bob, and I'll get those phone lines working, too.
In the meantime, can I introduce our guest?
Sure, go for it.
All right. Calling in is one of my personal favorite TikTokers, probably my favorite TikToker in the world. Yeah, he's already clapping and giving hugs. I'm going to refer to him as Unc, everybody, because this is my Uncle Brandon, affectionately. So I'm going to be referring to him as Unc. But everybody say hello to Uncle Brandon, TikTok metaphysical extraordinaire, one of my favorite speakers, and also a chef, just to top off everything else. So say hello, Uncle Brandon.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, baby?
I am doing...
How you holding up?
Oh, it was a stressful 15 minutes, Unc. I appreciate you being patient with us.
It was exciting. Look, I enjoyed it. I got to see the function and how everything worked. I was like, oh, I like this. So, no. Look, it's a pleasure to be here. How's your mom?
Oh, mom's doing great. She might actually call in tonight. She was so excited that you were coming on, so she may call in.
Oh, good. I get a chance to talk to her.
Wait till I turn the phone lights on and then I'll call in.
Absolutely. So, Uncle Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and we'll go from there?
Yes, absolutely. It's a pleasure. Well, I am a inherited conjure practitioner. Now, people ask, what is conjure? Now, it depends on where you're from and how you define that word. Some people may call it root work. Some people may call it hoodoo. Some people may just call it folk magic. But my folk, we call it conjure. I'm also an established chef. And one day when I was cooking in my kitchen and I had avoided getting on TikTok by all means, believe me, at the time, I'm one of those people who don't go with trends very well, you know what I'm saying? So One day, very much bored, I was opening a brand new kitchen, taking the wrappers off of things. And I just, and my boss caught a cold, and I decided to say, okay, let me hop on and make a little soup for him. And I decided to the video record myself and add a little music to it. Next thing you knew, I'm here with you, and my spiritual life has become quite the public ordeal. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Let's talk about Conjure. So the fans are a little bit aware of Magic with a K, so the fans are aware of everything and kind of stuff, I should say. But your type of practitioning is a whole new thing that we've never covered on the show before.
Oh. Now,
so this is brand new. We've talked about voodoo, we've talked about voodoo, but we've never covered hoodoo on the show.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So in essence, can you tell us what hoodoo is to you as a practitioner, what it means? And then can you give like a definition for maybe layman's terms?
Oh, well, I'll have to get a little passionate about it.
Oh, you get as passionate as you want.
Well, conjure or hoodoo, as you put it, is remembering. It's the living, breathing memory of a people who were oppressed. It is our recipes. It is the way we talk. It is the way we speak and handle the earth, you know. It is the lullabies that your grandmama used to tell you, or the stories of the hags and the haints, you know. It's so much. It's church on Sunday, believe it or not. It's Easter, you know. It's watch night, where regular folk are called New Year's Eve, you know. Like it's so much history layered in lifestyle, you know. So a layman's term definition is not really something you can say, because I can't even say like other ATRs or other traditional African practices, because just like in Catholicism or Christianity in as a whole, there are different sects of things. And just like in American conjure, there are different traditions. So my definition of it may be something completely different, excuse me, from someone who is not from the Carolinas or ever spent time in the DMV area. I hope that goes.
It does. We're having a little bit of sound issues right now. Count, you got it?
I'm connecting the show.
Excellent.
You are connected as the host.
Excellent.
Welcome, host.
There we go.
You are now in the host room and can manage your callers from the call-in studio web interface.
It's really a two-person producer show, Bob.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Can I have a backup account here?
Yeah, you've been the count for seven, almost 8 years.
Now there's 10 keyboards in front of me. There used to be 2 keyboards in front of me. Now there's 10 keyboards in front of me.
Unc, I want to say that was one of the most passionate answers to a question I've ever asked, by the way. So what is the main difference, and pardon my ignorance and pardon, you know, this, but what is the main difference between a voodoo and a hoodoo and a voodoo?
That's actually a really good question. I have to get a little history wise here, if you don't mind. well, depending on where you are, most people don't understand that in the colonial days, before the Louisiana Purchase, New Orleans wasn't America. You know, it wasn't considered America. It was France, it was Spain, it was whomever held the office at the time, you know. So the rules that engaged in slavery were very different. And the freedoms were different depending on where you were. Now, in the Deep South at the time, such places as Louisiana, it was a very much Catholic territory, very much heavy Catholic territory. So they uphold the Sabbath, So on Sundays, there was no, like, work, like, most of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, the slaves had the freedom to go to places like Congo Square and sell things and dance and play their drums. Now, outside of that area, in places like South Carolina, Georgia, et cetera, they held true to something called the Code Noir. Are you familiar?
I am not.
Okay. The Code Noir, in short, is a document that was created by the French, oddly enough. and it, in short, stated that everything, religious-wise, history-wise, music-wise, magic-wise, was illegal. So, everything's taken. So, people like Biggie Chigala and, we'll just stay in that department right now. The Gullah folk and the Creole folk are very distinctly different, obviously, by genetics.
Sure.
Obviously, but historically, people down in Louisiana had the freedoms that were allotted because of the Christian overhold there. But up north, not north, but northerner, those freedoms were not allotted. So the drums that you still heard in places like Louisiana that were still able to keep the names and the spirits attached to them, and the songs were still able to be sung and remembered. For us, not so much. Not at all. It was officially illegal. So a drum became a clap and a stomp or a bang of a cane on the floor, you know? Those Sunday freedoms became shouts, if you will, for us, you know? Or prayer meetings. Under deep guise of Christianity. And in that, because of the generations of silence and fear of persecution, it deeply got folded into Southern Christianity. And our traditions became so interthread with it that eventually we forgot the names of the drums and the songs and the spirits. And we just knew that there was a creator. So we knew that part, and we kept growing and clinging to those little bits. When our foremothers and fathers began to transition, our mothers and grandmothers really didn't remember or know for any reason why we did things that we did, but they held on to it, and he added to it, and we just kept it secret. Unlike Voodoo and Voodoo, which are hard set preserved religions that develop depending on the conditions of the slave in the places, such as Haitian Vodun or West African Vodun. These are like Haitian specifically is interbred with the Arawak and the Congo and the 21 nations and things of that nature. And West African Vodun is more of the, I don't want to use improper language, not improper language, improper terminology, originaler, I guess you would say, like the more of the source record of it, you know what I'm saying, which it is completely different from what you would see in places like Haiti or Dominican Republic. Very much different, different vibe, different sound, different energies, different spirits. Some of them meet, but for us in Conda, we held on to the magic, the ritual, the whispers, the spirits. We remembered what they couldn't take away from us was the images and the remedies and the medicines and how to defend ourselves and run. And that's kind of the difference. I know it was kind of long-winded. Sorry.
Oh, what are you sorry for? I asked a question and you gave the best response I think I could have ever asked for. So no worries. Also, I want to point out, I got a message from a fan who said that your smile is contagious, Unc.
Ah, thank you.
So in your life in Conjure, was it something that you grew up with or was it something that discovered you later in life?
Very much so grew up. Very much so grew up. We didn't, okay, now, versus pop culture and how pop culture approaches this and my presence on social media and things like that, we didn't do things like that. Like, it was very much quiet, very much hush-hush type of vibe. Like you had to know, back in the day, you had to know somebody who knew me. For me to even entertain a conversation about it, you know what I'm saying? Like to you, I was just a hippie who wore a lot of jewelry. But you know, like no, very much growing up. I'm the third uncle. I was trained by the second uncle, and I never met the first.
Wow! So you're. That's incredible. So you were trained by your uncle.
Yes.
Who was trained by other uncle.
Other uncle.
So it's, and will you be passing this on to somebody else down the line as well?
Who knows? I mean, yes. Actually, I am currently in a system where the tradition will keep living, thank God. But like, so they might be an auntie. They might, you know, who knows? We're not going to stay single sex here. It's 2026, you know what I'm saying? So there might be an auntie next, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? But whomever it is, whether it is an uncle or an auntie, the fourth, whoever the fourth is, I hope to leave them such a legacy, such a monumentous movement that is worthy of carrying the name on.
That is such it's a powerful thing, generational. Don't you agree, Count?
I agree.
And when you have something that's passed down three generations, yeah, and something. Most of it's now a lot of your lore, a lot of your history. There's not a lot of written. It's a lot of oral, correct? A lot of oral traditions passed down from generation to generation?
What it is that you're talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, if you, like, just like you would any other tradition where entities or spirits have stories attached to them, it depends on who you're looking, you know?
Like, sure.
Like, it very much depends on what you're looking. And like I said, we all approach this a little differently. There's about, if I had to give it a number, there's about 12 different sects of Conjure. And I'm just being that loosely. Now, there's probably somebody listening to me that'll be like, that's 52! But no, I'm just going to say, it's just likely, about 12 different styles of this. You know what
sure.
I'm saying? And we all kind of approach this thing like at our own angle. Say, like with me, if you were to ask me what is a Conjure story, I would tell you about High John the Conqueror. I would tell you about Br'er Rabbit. I'd tell you about Br'er Fox or Br'er Bear, you know? I'd tell you about Anansi. Hell, I'll even throw in a huge and emotional story about Harriet Tubman. It's very much how and whom you are talking to.
That's fascinating. Do you I got to tell a story here to everybody. When I first met Unc, my father was passing and I was on TikTok live, just TikTok scrolling through as one does when they're doom scrolling through a tragedy. And I found this gentleman dancing and singing some psalms and making candles. And I sat there and I watched for a couple minutes and I'm like, I think I just need to vent to this guy. And I did. And it opened up my world so much because it was, I was in a deep rut. And then you came along and you're like, no, 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 celebration time. We need to change this up. And it's, I want to point out to the fans that this is such an interesting point of view because you're carrying on such old traditions and you're bringing them forward. And it, I think that's so important to keep alive. And the fact that you're able to do it with a smile on your face and a song in your heart, literally, because I know you, you'd be singing and dancing on your lives. I watch. So what I'm getting at here is what it's interesting because I have also heard you quote the Bible and I've heard you use Psalm and whatnot in your own work. Can you talk a little bit about how traditional Christianity falls into your realm a little bit? Because you, when my father was passing, you said a prayer that I knew, and then you did some stuff that I didn't know and I wasn't aware of. So where does that fit in at?
Okay, well, again,
Unc is giving us a story. I love it.
That's the only way to kind of explain this stuff is to give you whole kind of platforms to stand on. So, all right. The truth is, as I said earlier, I've been a signing of the code noir. Christianity was very much forced on our whole people, you know? And in that same moment, we start seeing similarities of things, people, and places, for that matter, that linked to what we were always taught. A touch of mysticism and a touch of spiritual understanding that depend, no matter whom you are talking to, I have met the most witchy of witches all the way down to that, not down, let's say over to the most, I don't know how, the Afro traditional practitioner.
Sure.
And the similarities that you'll see is that most of us, I'll say about 85% of us magic users, believe in a god. Whether it is one or multiple, we believe in a supreme being. And because of what was allotted, we had to attach that understanding of the supreme being to what was allowed to keep us alive. So we weren't the first to see Psalms or the Bible as a whole as a mystical book. Hell, you've seen pastors and reverends and bishops and priests doing exorcisms for thousands of years at this point. So what difference is it they use holy oil, I use holy oil, they use the Bible, I use the Bible, they call on God, I call on God. So what's all the hoopla when you see me doing it with a bone, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, they call it reliquary. You know, like, so, I mean, it is, you can't have double standards when you're doing this type of thing. It's like, the spiritual is just unproven really is. That's all magic is. That's all magic is. It's just unproven science. It's things and sounds and traditions that have been passed on since the cavemen. So yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Like most people look at us because they are taught that, because magic is control. You got to understand that. And this is why people are taught to fear it. Magic is about achieving a specific amount of control over your own existence and able to change it at a whim. Everything about current day doctrine, teaches you that that's a bad thing. That you are out of line. How dare you want to change your life?
What's
I
up?
Don't call that any hocus pocus. I call that hard work.
Bob, we got the chat chiming off. I know we got the phone lines too. 219-845-1100. We do got somebody on the line.
We do.
Also on the YouTube, I'm keeping tabs on that before we get to the phone call here. We said hi to Vixis. We had said hi to Heather. Grace and Beauty chiming in. Hi, Bob. So Grace and Beauty, 25's in the chat.
Hello.
Also, Chrissy Nicole Design Company. Shout out to them. Hey there, cousin. So happy to catch your show.
Oh, hello, cousin. It's nice to. We had another. We have a cousin popping in, Uncle. Look at that.
Uncles and cousins here.
Oh, trust me. When you're in Uncle's community, it's not. You're not a stranger. You're a cousin.
I'm telling you, from here to Ireland, nephews, like Scotland, Brazil, I think
Poland, maybe Poland.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Poland. And also, Chuck did chime in. The heat is on in the building, technically, still. So that's why you're so hot. We have, instead of the AC, we have the heater going.
That's great. I guess we needed a sauna treatment here in the show. An old sweat ceremony, if you will.
It's
the energy. Unc, so we got a caller on the line.
Let me try pulling this up here.
So we'll take a quick phone call, and then we'll get back back to asking questions.
Let's see if this works here. Caller, you're on the air.
Yay, can you hear me?
You can hear him, right?
I could. It's very muffled.
Is it loud?
It's not loud. Can you speak again? Is this John?
Can your guest hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John. What's going on?
I can hear
you. How about your guest? Can he hear me?
Uncle Brandon?
He can hear you.
Hey, excellent. We figured something out.
The past 2 weeks, the Zoom guest could not hear the caller.
No, I had to relay the question to the caller. So Uncle Brandon can actually answer his own questions.
I can hear you. Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, can I call you my brother, Uncle Brandon?
How are you?
Good. So, voodooism is a, like you said, and as kind of we know, is a form of religion. So, there are Catholic, Baptists, Protestants, Lutherans, what have you. Do you believe in God?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I mean, voodooism, is that a large congregation? Is it only in a certain, you know, in the African communities? Is it still widely practiced in the United States?
Voodooism or hoodooism? Let me make sure you
remember remember Johnny's the H, the hoodoo conjure.
Hoodooism. There's nothing. I'm going to be honest with you. There's no such thing as a word of hoodooism necessarily. It's not like we have a hoodoo pope of a sort. Like we, like I said, it's different traditions in different areas, different families. It is very wide practice, very wide throughout the whole United States and some parts of South America. They have their own styles and traditions, yes. Like all the way down into Brazil, they have their own styles. So, like, yeah, we're still very much all over the place.
Okay, interesting. So he's saying Bob hoodooism, not voodoo, but hoodoo with an H.
Yes, there's different ones, John.
Yeah. So one more question: How did he get involved in hoodooism as opposed to Did anything attract him to that type of religion other than, you know, all the other religious denominations out there? Anything particular that brought him close to, you know, to that type of religion?
Born into it, and, you know, common day decisions just to keep going, you know.
Okay.
So did you catch that one, John?
That's very, you know, you're a very interesting guest, and I'll hang up and continue to listen to you.
There you go.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for calling in, John. Remember, folks, you can call in and ask Uncle Brandon questions, 219-845-1100.
And I missed somebody in the chat here. Herb N with P is also a cousin.
Another cousin.
Another cousin.
Hey, baby.
So, Unc, there's other. I'll talk a little bit about some of your practices that you're comfortable talking about now. You offer services in a spiritual sense to people. Can you talk a little bit about some of the services you offer to people that, you know, a Catholic priest could come in and bless a house or baptize a baby? What does Uncle Brandon offer?
Well, a wide range of things. More than more common days. I can actually, well, soon I got to redo my paperwork. You know, you got to renew this stuff every once in a while. But weddings, we do things like cleansings. If you go into people moving into new homes, and we go in and clean the house. Land, we bless land, we bless children, we do our forms of baptisms. Even, you know what? I'm here for love. That's mostly what I do. Like, in a nutshell, like, people come to me when no one else listens, or when that certain bit of understanding just does not exist in their world. People come to people like me when they need help, you know, and as we know, science can't explain everything away, you know. We, like you said, are very much in our own way like our own priest of sorts. We don't rarely use that word because, you know, it's a stigma behind it, but in a way we do all of the above. We do things like readings and spirit consultants. Some of us are mediums and can be in direct contact with the spirit and things of that nature. Not one of my favorite things to do, if we're being honest. It kind of gives you the ick after the fact, but you know, that's neither here nor there. We make special recipes and remedies and magical fixes. We work with candles, and that's the fun stuff. We dance and we sing when you can't. When you came about me, for instance, you could not dance for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Your mom could not dance for herself, so I did it for
you. Oh, man, you got me tearing up, Unc.
You know, I jumped and leaped and smiled and said goodbye when you couldn't. That's what people like me, real people like me, are for, you know? Because you really got to split hands in this world, you know, like that, just like in any Christian church. Over here in the weeds with us is you got to be careful who you speaking your sins to, because there's always going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing no matter where or when you are.
Right.
So people like me, and I'm not tooting my own horn or ringing my own bell in any sense, but I try to be as genuine as possible. Now, as anybody asks me, I'm sure you've heard me say many, many times over the years, because you have been with me for a lot of years at this point, I'm not the nicest person, but I'm a very kind person, you know? Like, I'm not nice at all. Like, and people like me, and when you learn and speak to and mentor as many people I've been blessed to work with over the years, you learn that niceness can very much be a con game. So you work in kindness, where, yes, I can be quite rash or brass, as my kids would tell me, but it's for everybody's safety and better being in that sense.
Yeah. You doing good over there, Cal?
Doing good, yeah. I'm just keeping tabs on the chat here. Tori's life is here as well. So we got a stacked YouTube cousins.
Yeah, we got the cousins. We got the cousins today. They're here.
Cousin Chuck was here too.
They're usually Unks on the TikTok live doing his thing. So tonight the cousins got to come over here to.
Oh, we support over here.
And the TikTok, it's an amazing thing, right? Because if you didn't have the TikTok, there would be no connection right now.
No, that's the thing. TikTok is such a strange. I swear it's its own form of magic. It really is. Because it links people together when you need it the most. Mm. And at the time when I needed a spiritual something to get me through what I was going through, Unk just happened to pop in there. And I'm like, this guy just, he gets it. And it was, it's just one of those things. Unk, you're a master of folklore and whatnot too, as far as you keep up with a lot of stories and whatnot. What is one of your favorite? People like to hear about the creatures on my show. They do. They love the cryptids. They love the activity of things that go bump in the night. Not everything's of the light, you know. So what is, can you talk a little bit about some of the scarier aspects of what you do, or maybe like a creature?
Man, okay, all right. I don't get a chance to talk about stuff like this.
And if you're not comfortable with it, Unk, we can move on.
Oh no! I'm very comfortable. Like, talking's my thing, you know. Like I say, most folk, I have to be very much in my healing energy most of the time. So this is a treat for me, you know. Like, all right. Coming to things that we as a folk believe in now, it's two sets of people who would believe in this type of thing. It is us, the Conjures, and that whole nation, and you have the Appalachians, and this is where we share our cultures a bit, and it's the Haints. Mm-hmm. And one of the most, I would say, how you say, give me a word for like I don't want to say vampire. It's not a vampire, but that type of energy, like where it's pulling like a drain.
I mean, an energy sucking leech.
Okay, good word. Leeching type of hate is a hag. Okay, now the hag is. The first time you see her, let me tell you something. I've never cried so hard in my life as a grown man. For practitioners individually, people who work with magic, they come for us for energy directly. Okay, like for the normal person who is just sleeping in their bed. All kinds of horrible things happen when a hag is suspected to have been in the house, such as, you know, cradle, you know, demises and suffocations of all sorts, or absolute madness over time. But for us practitioners, when we are fortunate enough to wake up when they are there, this is what some folk call sleep paralysis. And most folk have seen her. I'm sure many people who have listened to me or listening to you right now can attest to the long-haired lady who stands in the door with the red eyes. Huh? And when I tell you, everything in me just knew it was over. I just said, oh, this is it right here. I put a little too much IVU in that last working, and they coming to drag me to hell. Like this is about to go down. I have never fought so hard to get my body to work. Like, I mean, I cried so hard the bed was wet. Like, from my, you know, where the head is, your pillow. I could feel the puddles of water dripping down onto my chest. That's how hard. And no sound, just tears. I was like, no facial expression, nothing. Just complete paralysis and tears. Because she just stares. And you can feel your essence being pulled from you. That next morning, I felt like a piece of leather. From that day forward. Now, this is when I was pretty young. I'm old now, like, you know what I'm saying? So, that's when I went to Uncle Two. He was still alive around this time, and he did his little thing, and yeah, I ain't seen her since. That's one thing. Now, family curses is another. Now, that is a thing that most people, now I ain't talking generational curse, because people get that stuff confused in what I'm trying to relay here. I'm talking more along the lines of the full out demise or period. Magic terms, you would call it a malediction. And the malediction slowly feeds on the family over time. And it don't matter how far you go, how clean you think you are, eventually, somewhere, somehow, that thing is gonna creep up on your state. So those are two things that I got for you off the top of my head.
What is your advice for somebody that might feel like they have a curse on them? Because that question just happened to pop in my brain. I don't know why, but if somebody feels like they got a family curse, not a generational curse, but a family curse, what's the Uncle Brandon advice to get rid of that?
Well, this is when the rules of magic can't bend the rules of nature. Something can't be wiped away, and that's a reality that today's children don't cling to. They don't once you read a sentence, you can't unread it, right?
Right.
Now, that ain't for every kid. Now, these are very specific departments here. For a person, if they were to come to me and say, Uncle Brandon, I feel cursed. First thing I'm going to say is I believe you. Why? Because the way I was raised is, if a person believes that they are cursed, then they're cursed.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, obviously, if your head is spinning around in 360 and you climbing backwards up a wall, that's a clear indication that somebody done threw something on you. But then you got the bleeding wall. I'm kidding.
If your wall was bleeding, I think you'd walk out the room.
That's more than a curse at that point.
I wouldn't walk. No. Not in this economy. Would you really walk out the room? No, sir. At this rate? No. We fighting for this. It's me or you, Ghosty. You done had your turn. We can live in peace. Now, see, that's the fun part about being someone who is used to the spiritual stuff. I don't go hunting for it. I'm basically living it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, Is we going to do this together or we ain't going to do it at all? Like, ain't no going bump in the night and knocking over stuff and scaring my dog. We ain't doing that. Like, because, you know, I'll put you in a bottle and use you like a battery. So we have a clean understanding in this world that if they're living in the dead, we live simultaneously beside each other and sometimes help each other. You know what I'm saying? So they know better to make the spiders even know not to come too close to me. That's a whole nother story. Like, don't you, but Bob, you've seen my eyes.
Oh, I do.
You have seen my eyes go jet black on live thing.
Yeah.
Whatever this is. Like, that's so, a bleeding wall. Come on.
Not in this economy. That, I think, is our quote of the night. Bleeding wall? No, not, no, not going to leave.
No way. You're going to stay.
Staying. Not in this economy.
Staying. In this economy? No.
Folks, we still have time for a couple more calls. 219-845-1100. That's 219-845-1100. Now, Unc, as we sort of wrap up here this evening, I was hoping you could talk about the House of Midnight a little bit.
Oh, it is my love and joy. It is my group of people, my community, and my daughters. That's really giving me faith in this world, that I must say. It is. They put up with me, I must say. They really do. they put up with me because I have some shenanigans that they just be like, okay, what time do I gotta show up? You know, it is my singers, it is my children, it is my following, it's my namesake, because the world knows me as Uncle Brandon, but my spiritual name is Midnight. So, like, that's what it's named after me, the House of Midnight. So it's my house, you know, so it's my home, it's my spiritual movement, it is wherever I am, you know?
That's great. Counting you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Just making
and
sure.
And again, the chat's here. Let's see. Amazing interview, says Herb N with P. Amazing interview.
Oh, this is a blast. I had such a good time.
We have Grace and Beauty, 25. You can be a cousin, too. And Chrissy Nicole Design Company says, and I'll just exit stage left, probably referring to the bleeding walls there. And Heather chiming in, so interesting, loving the interview. Uncle Brandon just calms me and it makes me smile. There you go.
I'm telling you guys, Uncle Brandon is, there are a lot of practitioners in the world on many a spiritual path, and I've met a lot of them in my journeys over the years. There's not many people out there that mess in the world of spirituality that make me smile like Uncle Brandon does. I grew up Catholic. We don't smile very much in Catholicism because we're confessing our sins and whatnot. Uncle Brandon's over here like bleeding walls in this economy. I makes me smile every time. It could be about anything. And you got to catch this guy on the first Sunday of the month.
Please, yes.
Go. Tell us what happens on the first Sunday of the month, because we have one coming up soon.
Yes, it is. And it always hits me in the face. Like, it is the opening of the month ceremony. It's the dance of the spirits. It's when we put our prayers on the table. It's when that you see that little phenomenon in my eyes going black and the fire starts to dance with me as I sway. And as I start to add, and you've seen that fire get really high at any given point. Like, it is the time where quite literal thousands of people from all over the world come into one little digital room to laugh and cry and throw their prayers into the fire. And, you know, like, it is me letting the spirits use my being. When I say use, I really do mean use. It's like a little rag doll at a point, and I'm not very tall. I know I got a deep voice, but I'm very short. just for anybody wondering. I'm a short person, and they like to toss me around that little kitchen at their whim. And but we get good results. Good results, I must say, you know.
Absolutely. Kyle, do you have any questions?
And that's on TikTok.
That's TikTok. Yes.
First Sunday, Uncle Brandy. What is it? Uncle B. 1133. I think that's my name.
Is that it, right, Bob?
I'm gonna check. I'm gonna fact check that real quick here.
Please. Because I don't know my own information.
Bob's got the TikTok.
I got TikTok. I'm on it often. Uncle Brandon, you are.
Let's see if he got it.
That is Uncle B 1133.
I was right.
Uncle B 1133. I'm the TikTok.
Is it with a K or a C, Bob?
What's that?
Is it spelled with a K or a C?
I believe a C. It is a C. So it's UNCLE, B as in Bob, 1133. And you, here's the thing. There are times when I am feeling down and I'll be just scrolling TikTok and here comes an Uncle Brandon video just being like, and I know I'm in for a message that's going to brighten my day when I hear A. I can't mimic Uncle Brandon, but Uncle Brandon has this way of saying hello to people, and it's just, it's an instant moment where I'm like, I'm going to get taught a lesson. And I always feel like it's directed right at me. You know, it's like the spirits want me to tell you, and I'm like, ah!
And you should look, Lily, if you really want the spirits to tell you something, if anybody listen, come talk to me directly. It's completely possible now. Let me tell you that it ain't for a week. Now, anybody in that chat can tell you, sitting with me one-on-one, that's why y'all hot in there right now.
Like, roasted.
Sitting with me one-on-one ain't the easiest thing to do, but it is life-changing, nonetheless. So the videos are one thing, but this is the funnest part about what I do, is the fact that I physically get to know so many people. Like, that's the coolest part about everything that has gone on in my life for the last 5 years, is that I'm not just on videos. Like, I get to do cool stuff like this. Like I get to, people honestly get, I get to talk to individuals. And as I tell my choir, yes, I have a choir, my shouters, as I tell them when I am trying to encourage them to sing a certain type of way, and as I can say to you, is that I know all of them individually. They know each other, but I know each of their stories individually. And I know why you need to sing something a certain type of way, or why you should let it into your heart a certain type of way. So if you really want the effects of Uncle Brandon, come on and talk to me. Set up an appointment and let me see what I can do.
Now, the last thing I want to ask you, because I haven't done it myself yet, and this is on me, but you do a special midnight. Do you feel comfortable talking about that, or would you?
I do, Bob. Okay. You're asking all the great questions,
man. Unk, I'm an interviewer. I run a paranormal radio show for a living. I got to ask good questions.
No notes. You're off the top of the brain.
Yep. Like, I'm telling you, off the cuff, this is possibly one of the top three best interviews I've ever
He's
had.
A young Bob Costas.
I'm really. And I think it's because he loves me. I think that's where it's coming from. But the midnight reading. Okay, now, I'm sure people have heard anything about my folk, especially folk from the South or have relatives in the South. I'm sure you've heard about people throwing bones. And I'm very much a traditionalist when it comes to the magic, if anything, very old-fashioned. So, on midnights, on Fridays, or sometimes Saturdays, for my name's sake, I step into the veil and I throw the bones. I pull the cards and I tell you about yourself. And most of the time, more often than not, I'm spot on, if not dead set on your business, you know? And that's just fun about it. And I've had experiences where two or three cards that have been pulled and then my clients are rolling on the floor in tears, like, how did you know? And so it's pretty fun for me, but pretty helpful for everybody else. So I do my bone throwings and my card pullings and all types of fun stuff for me. For other people, sometimes it'd be a little traumatizing. They'd be like, I never told anybody this. I had a client tell me that yesterday. They say, I've never said this to another human being, and you're a perfect stranger. And I was like, yeah, I'm weird like that. divination in general is just something that I do on a regular basis. And I do have the privilege of teaching people who have an interest in the practice or the tradition specifically, or magic. Because one thing that most people forget is, yes, I am a traditional and a conjure practitioner, and for my community's sake, I'm a monarch for them. I am also a magician, you know, like I also practice magic right out. You know what I'm saying? I as far as blood is involved, DNA. My DNA stretches across many, 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 many borders. And if you ever heard me on live, sometimes I'll go from Psalms to speaking in Latin to breaking a couple of verses of Portuguese, mm-hmm. to throwing, circling back around to like two sprinkles of Spanish, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very much a magician, and I'm very much passionate in the sacred sciences and alchemy and all that cool stuff. So I'm very much a teacher, and that's what I've been blessed to do.
Excellent. So I have two more questions for you, Hunk.
We have somebody in the chat has a question, too.
Oh, we do. So we have three more questions for you, Hunk.
You could have 200. Enjoying myself.
Chrissy Nicole here says, and Unka, you tell me if this date has significance. Chrissy Nicole says, Unk, tell us what's happening June 20th and in October.
Yes. I wrote an opera.
Well, you left that part out.
Yeah, that was my next question was going to be what's next for Unk. So I guess this is.
I wrote an opera. I was spirit jumped on me, and this is what I say. My community is very much on board with my madness, because it happened to me hearing a song, and literally the song is one verse. And the clip is all of 20 seconds. And I got so inspired that I hopped on our group chat at 12 midnight my time and awoke the whole choir up. And I just said, you know what, heck with the phone call. I'm just going to, the text message. I'm just going to call everybody. So I pushed the one button, everybody's phone rang, and they all answered. And I asked them, and I'll ask you the same question. What comes to your mind when you hear the phrase, I'm ready, sounds of the revolution?
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm going to pass that to you, Count.
I got to speak for both of us.
Yeah, you're speaking. You haven't talked much.
I'm ready. I think Bob doesn't know an answer. You put him on the spot there. This is what he does when he can't answer a question.
That's not fair. Don't be throwing me under the proverbial.
So let's state that again. I'm ready.
Sounds of the revolution.
I'm ready.
Like an uprising almost? I'm going to still go with uprising.
I can almost imagine the sound that's in your head. Right?
Okay.
You kind of sort of hear the drum.
Yeah, the marching and everything,
the
right?
March,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
The march. You can kind of see the fogginess of a street. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Yeah. You exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and in the distance, you can hear people singing a song of pain. Huh?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what this opera is about. It is about the survival of our tradition put to music and acting. And it's really, really going to be a wonderful experience.
That's nice.
And it's free, by the way. It's free if you can get to the Washington, D.C. area and grab a ticket before they're all out. Please come.
Now, is that's June 20th, and then there's October. Is that October or the June 20th one?
The June 20th is the opera. October, they really go.
This is Chrissy Nicole knows a lot about you here. Hey, she's got your schedule.
Chrissy! October. October is my annual ring shout. It is like our Super Bowl. It's the win. Conjures from all over the globe come to New Orleans and celebrate the magic that we've been able to bring into fruition and to renew the promise to ourselves, to our community, and to the spirits that we will never forget and we will never stop fighting and we will never stop striding to be the best at this, you know? There is a time where we wear our finest silks and jewels and gold, and we eat at the finest restaurants in New Orleans, Louisiana, and then we meet in a day of white, and we dance, and we, myself and partnered elders at the time, we make a bath, and we cleanse the room, and we cry, and we heal, and we start our year again. That's the calendar that I'm on. So that's kind of like our New Year's.
Okay. That's amazing.
There you have it.
And that is October 22nd through the 25th. If you would like to have any more information on that, it's on my website.
Yes, which is my final question is, Ankh, you're a Swiss Army knife of the metaphysical. You're a Swiss Army knife at life. You're a chef. You're an opera singer, writer. I mean, how do people get in touch with you in your busy world? Like, how do people contact you if they want to?
For the people that are not on that TikTok.
If people aren't on TikTok for the Bob After Dark verse.
Okay, so I got you, because we're all over the place now. I am what I like to say, Googleable, okay? Googleable. Like, if you can Google Uncle Brandon, and I'm the face that's going to pop right up, like I promise you. Or Uncle Brandon Hoodoo, and I promise I'm the only guy on the whole of the internet that's going to have his mug. That's the easiest way to do it. If you are on any social media platforms, to it specifically Instagram, if you don't have TikTok, it is the House of Midnight on Instagram, and that is, it's spelled different. It is the, then House, H-A-U-S, spelled that way. Midnight is spelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E, and you can inbox me there. That's the easiest way, especially if you want to keep it anonymous, and you know, some people have really freaked out when they come to visit us type for the first time. They pretty spooked out. You know, nobody wants to get the death card, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool. That's one way to do it. And then there's the professional way, which is email. You can do that, which is thehouseofmidnight@gmail.com. House of Midnight, no the. Keep the off. So it's houseofmidnight@gmail.com. Spelled the same exact way. And if you want to get me directly, though, if you want to get to me directly, TikTok or Instagram is the easiest way, I promise you.
Excellent.
There you go.
Ankh, I got to thank you for taking time out of your incredibly busy evening schedules to come talk with me in the Bob After Dark verse.
Bob, I'm so sorry it took me so long to be here. This was a blast, and it's such an honor to be here. Like, thank you.
The honor's all mine, Ankh. You're the smile contagious one. I'm just some guy. You're the star, you know.
You're my nephew. You're more than just some guy. You can never say you're just some guy. No, never that. But this was definitely one of my highlights of my week, probably the year. This was really, really a good time. I had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Conte, got any closing questions or comments?
Well, you didn't do your closing question, Bob.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, because I've been skipping this.
So I have to – my closing question is going to be your closing question.
Now, Ankh, so I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, and you got to think on your feet with this. So all my guests – I usually make them give some sort of piece of advice, a quip, a joke, a riddle, something. So what do you got for us? It could be literally don't play with matches, but...
Anything.
Oh. There's no such thing as tomorrow. All you have is today. every lesson that there is to learn has already happened yesterday.
Wow, that might be the best one yet.
I think that was the best. He came prepared.
We might as well be the last episode after this.
That's it, folks. Series finale. God. Oh, hey there, everyone. Future Bob here. This is not the series finale of Bob After Dark. I have no idea why the ending got cut out. I'm going to blame Gremlins for the audio issues and the ending getting cut off. But no, this isn't the series finale, I promise. Check out the show notes below to learn more about Uncle Brandon, and we'll see you next week, guys. Thank you.
Memoriam Development.